Saturday, August 5th is the day the Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah will roll into the Heber Valley. It will start at Soldier Hollow. Executive Director of the tour, Jen Anders, announced the host venues Wednesday morning.
Stage 6, Heber Valley, the Snowbird Resort. Stage 6 will reprise a new twist on an old favorite. Saturday, August 5th brings the Queen Stage back to Heber Valley. After a start at Soldier Hollow, the race will traverse mountain ascents and descents en route to a fan favorite finish with a climb up Little Cottonwood Canyon to Snowbird Resort.
The Tour of Utah will start in Logan, then head to Brigham City and Snow Basin for Stage 2. Stage 3 will feature individual time trials in Big Cottonwood Canyon. South Jordan will host Stage 4. Stage 5 will be in Davis County, starting in Layton City and ending in Bountiful. Stage 6 will be in the Heber Valley, and the final stage will be in Salt Lake City, which will be different from the past several years when it ended in Park City. Last year, the big finish was on the first weekend of August, which is traditionally when the Kimball Arts Festival takes over Main Street. But in 2016, the festival agreed to move to the second weekend in August to accommodate the bike race. Then in November, Park City renewed a 5-year contract with the Kimball Arts Center to keep the Arts Festival on the first weekend in August and on Main Street through 2021. This year, the festival is August 4th through August 6th, which is also the last 2 days of the Tour of Utah. And with the tour starting July 31st, Anders says they just couldn't make Park City work.
We worked really closely with city officials, and unfortunately this year we just were unable to find a day that could accommodate our schedule and theirs.
But Anders says Park City could be a venue for future tours.
They're very much a valued partner of ours, and we are already looking to 2018 to try and see how we can bring them back into the formula for the Tour of Utah.
Anders says the Tour of Utah will release more details about the race's route later this spring. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.